Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A sex tape allegedly starring rapper Kanye West and a woman who looks like Kim Kardashian is being shopped around. According to Radar Online, the video is 20 minutes long and begins with the woman looking directly into the camera and says that she's 18 years old and she's only with Kanye because she and her husband don't have sex anymore. At the end of the tape, Kanye looks directly into the camera before turning it off. Rapper Roscoe Dash has publicly made allegations that he wrote Kanye West to the world and Wale's Lotus Flower Bomb but didn't receive credit. He took to Twitter and said that he wrote songs as a favor, but you can't do favors for people because no matter how humble or generous you are, they will take everything you have, even people you look up to. Dash says that he only went public because there's so many people who want to be part of the industry but don't really know what goes on. A Canadian music blog has launched an app that blocks all mentions of Chris Brown's name from the internet. The Toronto-based company Ox launched their app called Brownout that currently only works in the Google Chrome browser for now. Chad Johnson and Evelyn Lozada are officially divorced. A judge in Florida signed off on the papers. In related news, Chad will not serve any jail time for headbutting Evelyn. He struck a deal with prosecutors for probation and excessive anger management counseling in exchange for a plea deal. Floyd Mayweather Jr. has been ordered to pay Manny Pacquiao over $113,000 in a defamation lawsuit in which Pacquiao claims Floyd falsely accused him in 2009 of using performance-enhancing drugs. The award amount is a penalty the judge levied against Floyd for failing to attend a court-ordered deposition in the case. BET Stephen Hill took to Twitter to respond to rumors that 106 in Park has been canceled and will go off air after Friday. He said, "Don't believe the hype. We aren't going anywhere. The only thing that's planned is a farewell for Terrence J and Rossi on October 1st. R. Kelly is nominated for two awards at this year's Soul Train Awards, making him the most nominated act ever at the award show, bringing his career total to 21 nominations. Usher leaves this year's awards with 5 nominations, while Estelle, Nas, Trey Songz, and John Legend are multiple nominees. New Edition will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. The Soul Train Awards, hosted by Cedric the Entertainer, will air November 25th on BET and Centric.